Okay, the Metal Lounge is based on Peel Promenade with views over the castle and the sea. And it's a chilled Ibiza style pop-up bar.
And visually it looks very appealing. How long has it taken you to actually put in all of that effort? I imagine there's quite a lot of attention to detail there.
Yeah, so we've bought new toilets this year. We've been painting them, converting them to fresh water. So we're probably taking about a month in total to get everything prepared for the Metal Lounge launch. And that doesn't take into account all the paperwork that needs to be done in the background. You know, that's been going on since January. So,
and I imagine as an accountant as well, you're probably even more meticulous.
Oh, yeah, you've got to dot all the I's and cross all the T's.
And last year you opened for 1 month. This year you've upped it to four. What was the reason behind that decision?
Well, last year we just wanted to see how the Metal Lounge was received by Peel and, you know, the island as a whole. Unfortunately, the weather was against us last year. So August was abysmal for the weather, and we got a storm coming in when we were going to do the Pride weekend, so we decided we'd go for a long summer this year, you know, get TT in as well. So we opened the weekend before TT and run right through till September.
And you're based in Peel. A lot of business owners, especially hospitality, tend to gravitate towards Douglas, but you've obviously picked Peel. Was that a conscious decision to create a presence away from Douglas?
Yeah, so you see a lot of sort of beachside activities going to Port Erin. But, you know, I grew up in Peel and I wanted to take something back to my local community. And you're not going to get a better sunset anywhere on the Isle of Man.
And we obviously know that there was an opening of a large hospitality chain earlier this week. How do you think that affects the hospitality landscape as a whole?
I think we all need diversity. Like, obviously, James and Diane have done a great job with Wetherspoons. It's something different for the island, and we need to be moving forwards all the time and encouraging new businesses, I think. You know, any competition's good competition at the end of the day.
And just talk to me about some of the events and things that you've got happening in the pipeline this year.
Okay, so we're doing Family Day again. So, you know, every Sunday, unless it's a bank holiday weekend, it'll move to the Monday. You know, for the kids to come along, we've got crazy golf, we've got face painting, crafts, activities, and it's just a really relaxed, family-friendly space. Obviously, we still welcome the dogs. We have doggy treats and doggy bags just in case they have an accident. And then aside from that, we've got, you know, some local DJ talent, past Ibiza residents coming down. And we're also, at the end of TT, we're looking to do meet and greet some of the TT riders.
And just talk to me about some of the Ibiza residents. And also, you have sponsored Spartacus. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Why do you feel it's so important to actually embrace some of the major hospitality things on the island, major tourism things on the island?
Because everything integrates, really. You know, like, we fully support Marcus Simpson, Spartacus, at the Northwest 200 and through the TT as well. In addition to that, you know, it gets us a little bit more out there. You know, people will be then questioning, who are coming to the island, who've never heard of Metal Lounge before, what is this new concept over in Peel?
And just lastly, is it likely you'll try and get Carl Cox down there?
You know, you can always try.
Is there anything that I missed that you wanted to cover at all?
We, you know, Trade Solutions are doing the CCTV and the Wi-Fi down there for us. They're absolutely brilliant. You know, we're trying to collaborate with so many local businesses. You know, we've got David Glover Upholstery, who looks after all the beds. We've got, we've teamed up with Monster as well this year. So we're going to be floating some Monster cocktails out there. We've also introduced this year slushies, alcoholic slushies and non-alcoholic slushies. You know, there's something for everyone in relation to the drinks. To be honest, we had a guy that come down the other day when we were doing the build, and he asked if we could do a certain type of beer because he's diabetic. And we've gone ahead and ordered that because, you know, you have to take everybody into consideration.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.